how much do you put in your success down to Paul and the coaches and the programs and everything?
80%.
Yeah.
Literally 80%. And this is the thing. And I think what Paul does and you guys do well is show us that it's doable and think differently.
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. And just before we get going with today's episode, let me remind you that growth is all about mastering the basics, and it starts with how you engage with patients over the phone. Fortunately, there are tools like Weave that help you manage meaningful and productive interactions with your patients every single time. Weave's VoIP phones and software can give you instant access to what you need to know for each patient at the moment they call. Not just that, Weave software offers you the complete toolbox, 8 systems in one, where all of your communication tools exist. From phones and texting to automated missed call texts, collecting reviews and receiving payments, Weave helps you master your communication with patients. Put simply, Weave helps grow your practice, foster personalized patient interactions, and reduces the stress of your front desk. Best of all, no contracts are necessary. To see what Weave can do for you at your practice, schedule a demo today. Head over to GetWeave, which is W-E-A-V-E, getweave.com/Paul Gough. Tell them I sent you. And they'll absolutely look after you and take care of you.
Tell us about the book then. How and why and what and the idea of it or the inspiration and all that.
Sure. So the inspiration obviously comes from, you know, Paul saying that he should establish himself as an author. So I thought, right, what am I going to write about? And with a perfect patient being sort of an older person, I actually thought, let me reach out to my grandma. Now, my grandma, and I've got a chapter about this, is 101.
Really? Bloody hell. Good
God. Yeah, she is. And she's still going. Still not got any sort of walking issues, still mobile, still active, but eats well, though. I think most of it is down to diet and all that. So I do talk about that. So that's where the inspiration sort of came in, really. And actually thought, you know what? A lot of people that are aging, they're not having good quality of life. And for me, it's to still age well and maintain that quality of life so you can still do the things, well, moderately that you want to be doing. So that's where kind of the inspiration came from. And obviously chatting with her, I've been saying to her, you know, what are some of the things that you've been avoiding and doing? So I've put it in the book. So it's really like me at the core when you read the book.
Yeah.
And I literally took me 9 months to write it because it's been slow. It's been literally, you know, as you know how it is when it comes to writing, with the hiring stuff, trying to grow the business. So it's been tough. It's been literally tough 9 months. But yeah, through the inspiration of my grandmother, I've literally managed to put it together and actually inspired by some of the clients that I keep seeing at the clinic. Because to be fair, I sound like a broken record. So what's happening in the clinic is I would say to people, if they're coming in with neck or shoulder problem, you would say to them, right, you need to do this, you need to avoid this, minimize, you know, get your posture back, you need to be mindful of how you're sitting. So I've basically put all this kind of stuff that I constantly repeat myself in the clinic in the book, to the point now that the way I structure the book is I've covered head to toe. So I talk about sort of the neck, I talk about the shoulders, I talk about the back, and I talk about the hip, I talk about the knee, and I talk about the foot. So I think it's the first couple of 5 or 6 chapters, it's literally about that. So people can literally go, right, I've got knee pain. We can say, right, read chapter 6, there you go, and then read that. So that's how I structured it. And then the rest of the other chapters is then talking about aging well, the benefits of exercise, the psychological element to it, and aging well. So I've kind of got 10 chapters. And each chapter, I've got about 3,000 to 4,000 words written. So, that's how the book is structured. To a point now, I want that to be a marketing tool for when people are coming in. Even though I'm not there, the physios can start going, right, anybody that's got a knee pain, £10, read chapter 6. They don't have to read the whole thing, because I'm just conscious that people don't always, are not readers, some of them.
Yeah, totally.
All they want to do, yeah, just read the bare minimum. So I don't want them to go through the whole book and take them a year. I want the chapters to kind of entice them so that they can hopefully go on and start reading the whole book once they get hooked onto it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, so, we do similarly with Paul's first book, that one, The Healthy Habit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that came out like 10 years ago now. And even now, we still dish it out all the time in the Shock and Awe boxes. 300, 400 words of this appears every week in the Hartlepool Mail as part of a column still. And then refer people to the book and the clinic and all that. And say 10 years on, we're still regurgitating all the same stuff out of there. And it's similar for like our perfect patients, you know, people in the 50s, except, you know, retired, want to spend time with the kids, how to keep healthy, how to keep fit, good habits, and all that goes with it. So quite similar to yours, really.
Oh, that's good, that. Yeah, I think I did a bit through of that before I started writing it, just have a look. Because the thing is, information don't change, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, shoulder management shouldn't. I know things might change the management side, but the basics remain the basics. Unless we involve in having a third shoulder. So I think when you focus on the basics of it, what it is, what are the muscles, what are the bones there, then you're kind of safe and it can still be applicable in the next 5-10 years and further.
Was it quite a daunting thing from the off to sit down and think, right, I'm going to write a book here?
Honestly, like writing, even essay, I used to hate. I'm not a writer, man. I hate writing. Yeah. I don't think of anything worse. But no, I'm not right. Second book, when can I start?
Exactly.
But I think what it is just the achievement of actually getting your thoughts down and the discipline to do it and to actually go, wow, I've put that together. And I think for me, that's the biggest achievement. Whether people buy it or not, I couldn't care less, to be fair, because it's literally... I'm literally saying in the book, my words are important, and they're important enough to record them and capture them and, you know, put them in the way that I want to be, you know, put out there, so that leaving the legacy. So yeah, that's what it's, and hopefully make, you know, changes and make an impact in people's lives. But for foremost, to just see my words and, you know, the tone, to just see me in the book, really, it's just like, wow.
That's, and when you get your first hard copy of it, you'll be like, wow, I've done it now. It's here. I've got it. That's it.
That's it.
It's like unwrapping Christmas presents. You know, you'll get it. Open the parcel. Like, God, it's here now. I've got it. And that's it. It'll be a good feeling. It will. It's like rewarding. Yeah. It will be.
Yeah.
Has it been, I don't know, difficult, the word, with everything that's going on as well, you know, with the little learn, with you growing the business and all that as well, and finding the time to do it?
Yeah, obviously with COVID and stuff as well, it's been quite challenging because we've got a lot of stuff that physios or most kind of physical activities were restricted when I was writing this book. And I do mention it actually in some of the chapters to actually say, as I write this, we're in lockdown, things are shut. So it kind of, in a way, I used that to kind of have the time to write about it, really, and actually stop doing it and write about it, because the time was restricted. So in a way, COVID ended up being a blessing. And in a way, it ended up being a blessing in the sense that family-wise, I was able to actually stop what I was doing, escape, you know, the little one, the missus and all that, and actually focus on writing it as well. It's been quite therapeutic in a way, whereby it's actually, it's quite nice to, it's almost like an essay, isn't it, dissertation. Yeah. But with this, it's almost like, it's slightly bigger, it's gonna be ongoing. It's been quite
It's like doing your uni courses again, but a bit extra.
and actually then knowing that that's your piece that no one can kind of take and elaborate from, because some of the uni essays, let's be fair, some of these lecturers wanted some stuff in to kind of build their legacy, so you would do an essay biased towards what the lecturer wants to write, and then they'll just take your piece and then effectively make it their own. Whereas with this, I just kind of feel like, no, this is just me, not for anybody to elaborate on or to take. It's just, you know, what I've put down, take it or leave it. It's that mama, hate it or love it. That's the style of writing. And all the books are going to be like that. So if you don't like this one, then don't bother with the other one. So yeah, it is what it is. And I think it's also birthed another kind of hunger to write a book about the biomechanics side of things.
Right.
So basically the last chapter of the book is what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about feet.
Yeah.
So I'll go off on that, and I've got a whole chapter about feet is our foundation. Some of the problems we can have can stem from the feet. fee, and it will be, you know, silly for us to ignore the fee. So basically the second book is going to be the biomechanic stuff and simplifying it,
right?
Like how Paul said about, you know, his website for the house property stuff he's doing. I said to him last week on the call, he'll let you write it to dummies, and that's his skill. That it's harder to write for dummies than it is academic and talk about all these big words.
Yeah.
So I think the second book is going to be trying to simplify, well, what is biomechanics? What is normal walking? What should people, you know, look for? And giving them advice and this and that.
Breaking it down into simpler terms for people so they understand.
That's it. Because I just think a book is then a good, you know, business tool, marketing tool to point to and say, look, this is what it is. If you can read that, you should be able to then come in and get some insoles and get into some orthotics, because it's going to be that simple. And it's going to be like, oh, how come I never thought of that? Oh, how come I didn't know pointy shoes are great for fashion, but actually pointy shoes can cause you to have bunions and have your big toe turn in if you're wearing them for 10 years. So things like that, you know, that is going to be quite interesting. So yeah, I'm looking to kind of get that going next year. And again, at the back of that, it's going to lead on to the course that I've been able to do.
Yeah.
And all that.
Is all that going well in the clinic at the moment then? The you know, the foot side of it and the insoles
and
orthotics?
So what's happening with the insoles? I've got the machine from Kieran. So we're actually making the orthotics in-house. So the machine that you guys use and, you know, Kieran post, I've got that. I've got the machine. So what I want to do now is become a biomechanics specialist center. And I think Paul said this in the call. He said, look, if you're doing golf, I want to see a virtual golf thing there. I want to see, you know, Tiger Woods clubs, you know, someone can simulate and practice. So I just thought, all right, that's so true. If I want to become a biomechanics center, I want people to go into T4 and see the biomechanic machine that's creating insoles and see the insoles displayed. So that they'll go, oh, right, what's this, what's that? So that's what I really want to focus and turn on and just specialize in that. So that obviously has to come in with us doing well. So at the minute, I've got a new team, as you know, building the team. I'm doing quite well with them, selling them. But what I'm finding is the training for the new physios isn't as easy.
Right.
So I'm starting to get physios to actually buy into it. They are starting to learn. They are starting to do some of the courses that I'm putting them together to actually execute it and do it. But there's also another fashion side where it's not just about bunions and foot problems.
Yeah.
We can actually have people buy insoles and buy flip-flops and sandals and Birkins just for support. So there's also those two sides. So at the minute, we're just upselling the products, the insoles, people that are actually got foot problems. So we're a bit limited in numbers and we're not really doing ads for insoles alone. All we're relying is, you know, Nick comes in, Nick has got knee pain, we treat the knee pain and Nick is still in pain, then we go, right, you might want to consider some insoles because your problem is a biomechanical issue.
Yeah.
So that's straight away limiting the amount of people. What I want to do now with my marketing assistant and with the help of Cam is to actually put some specific Facebook ads just for insole using the unique selling point of 5 years guarantee, whereby, you know, the product's so good, give 5 years, it's good for the environment. You can stop getting, you know, insoles every 6 months, 12 months, and just get one for 5 years.
These last.
So that's it. So that kind of unique selling point. So we can actually start attracting people that already know about insoles, that already sold, that already buy in. Whereas at the minute, we're having to educate people about what they are and what they do.
Yeah, and then convince them.
That's it. You've got a population out there that already know it. And all they want is, like, we had a client that came through the other day and just bought them without wanting any assessment. Just said, your insoles are 5 years. Right, I want them.
That's what you want, isn't it?
And I want them. So, you know, the unique selling point is they're bespoke, they're made for their arch, and they're 5 years. So that's what we really just want to drive through. And as you know, with insoles, the profit margin are healthy. You know, you're talking 300 profit.
Yeah.
We charge 400, and, you know, 100 of that is going to filament. And the fact that we're now on site, we're cutting a lot of cost for post and packaging.
Right.
So that's what I really want the business to kind of go through and have a book to kind of go with that as well. So people go, oh, what's this about? Right, read this book and understand about biomechanics.
Right.
So that way, yeah.
I mean, where you are, obviously, just out like Greater Manchester, there must be a huge, there can't be many specialists like you in the north of England, dare I say, never mind, just around Bolton and Manchester.
That's what I mean, Nick. There's so much potential. And from February, I've managed to get myself in a gym. I'm going to be kind of doing a satellite clinic where we can tap into the existing clients, effectively starting a T42, another clinic inside a gym in Bury. I don't know if you know Bury Way.
So I've been to Gig Lane many times over the years.
So yeah, Bury's quite affluent as well. Yeah. You've got some nice areas around there. And it's not far from Gig Lane, actually. It's in the Rock, the Rock. The city centre. So that's where it is. So yeah, that's where we're looking to kind of push with that. Now, obviously with that, that's going to be a separate target audience. At the minute, it's 40 plus. It's kind of, you know, so it's a whole different.
Getting into a gym is a separate, separate area.
That's it.
Probably. Good thing. Yeah. Was it always part of the plan then to have a second clinic, a second outlet?
No, to be honest, if I'm honest with you, my plan was just to have one clinic, but an opportunity has come about. So I know the gym owner, he was actually saying, oh, you know what, Ash, I think, you know, if you come in on site, I think you'd do well, almost to complement his business, because he's got a gym called Anytime Fitness. It's a franchise gym, and he owns it. So he's just basically looking for, he's got a nice big room that he's looking for on-site physio.
Right.
So I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago and I said, oh, okay, I'm busy at the minute. I've got ops manager, I've got this and I've got a team. So it's not something that I've looked to invest in. But he said, look, take as long as you need. Nash, I'm willing to negotiate what rent you want to pay in. So I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to pitch it ridiculous. Yeah. I said to him, like, 300, thinking he's going to go, oh, that's not a lot. That's fine. I said, are you serious? Yeah. 200 quid a month, all in. So, you know, that includes all the business rates. Oh, he's going to be paying everything. All I'm going to have is a room, which is a standard, you know, big room, actually. I'm going to have a plinth in there. I might start going in or recruit a physio or get one of my other physios to go in there to build it up. I still need to work on that. But yeah, I thought 300 quid a month, all in. That's just like one insult. I can set up a clinic to cover the rent. It's in a city centre in the Rock, which is like a town centre of Bury. Good affluent areas around. You've got Tottington, Gig Lane, literally within 5 minute drive from there. So I thought, oh, actually, this could, you know, be a good opportunity.
Yeah.
But this is the gym environment. This is not for your marriage. You're gonna have sweaty people. You're gonna have to walk through this and that.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a complete kind of target audience. So yeah, the target audience will be kind of 40 and below. I've not sat down and kind of looked at the avatar.
Yeah, but that's what they're going to be.
More for the athletic. Yeah, more for the sport, runners, because plenty of running clubs around Manchester, Bury, we can target. So yeah, that's where kind of the second book and the second clinic is going to be.
Yeah.
Just target that audience, really. And, you know, I said to him, I'll see how it goes. I'm happy to sign a 6-month contract. If it flops, if it's not going, there's not much, you know, to lose. 300 quid in the month, you know, 1800
is too
much. Yeah, nothing to lose that. I'm happy to take the risk. But the problem now, Nick, is the team and not being ready. Because what I'm very conscious of is to start building another clinic where we're still not quite ready with this one yet. So that's why I need the ops manager in. I need the team to start selling the insoles, have the training. That's why I've gone for February, March. Start timing.
Give you a bit of breathing space.
Give a bit of breathing space because, I don't want to take too much on.
I know, obviously, you're someone who is big on Paul and the programs and all that goes with it. How much, just got to ask this question all the time, really. How much do you put in your success down to Paul and the coaches and the programs and everything?
80%.
Yeah.
Literally 80%. And this is the thing. And I think what Paul does and you guys do well is show us that it's doable and think differently. Like literally a lot of business owners that I speak to now can't see how writing a book
where
is
going. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I speak to them like, I'm excited. I'm like, I've got a book.
What have
you been doing that for 9 months? What's that going to do? Nobody's going to buy it. Nobody knows who you are, kind of thing, you know. And it's fair enough. It's just their thinking. But I think, you know, when I then look at the coaching calls, look at the bigger picture, you go, no, actually, this book, even if it comes, even if I sell one nick, like yeah. for £10, that's £10 that I'm going to get, or £5 after Jeff Bezos takes his cut. That's £5 I'm not going to get yeah. without doing anything. Now, I'm not looking at it from the financial. For me, it's more leverage.
Yeah.
But when you look at it 10, 15 years, that is money that's coming in that, you know, how many people can say, you know, you've got somebody giving you £5 or £10 without doing anything?
Yeah.
So even when you try and look at things long term and why and leverage, yeah, people don't get it. So that's why, yeah, I'm grateful for you guys and the call to you know, coach us and well, actually show us what he's doing. And I think that's what I like about this group. It's not just teaching from opinion and experience.
It's happening. It's
happening. Yeah. And it's live.
Yeah. As Martin Tyler would say, yeah.
That's it. And it's live. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, wow. I don't think many business owners kind of do that. And the ones that do it live, they hide stuff. It's like, right. Oh, it's live, but let's get what? This. You know, there's always a button, but with this, it's like, it's live, it's raw. What to know, you're going to see everything. And in fact, it's actually the not so successful bits that is
pull
actually
out of it, you see, necessary. You learn from it. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, it's not all. Yeah, I know what you mean. The community itself as well. Calls on a Wednesday, yeah, you're always on them. You're not afraid to ask questions, are you?
Yeah, there's always resources there. There's always stuff on there to kind of pull up. To be fair, it's too much.
In a good way. Yeah,
it can be in a good way. Yeah, in a good way. But it can become, you know, a distraction. Like what Paul says about consuming, you can just consume content and then forget about building the team that you put together, which is one of the things that for me, I've just kind of had to step away from everything a bit, focus on putting the team together, focus on executing what is actually being told, which is what I see why Paul grows quickly. Because the real reason why Paul grows quickly, he doesn't just attend all these courses, it's actually he applies it straight away.
Soaks in against some of them.
That's it. And I think sometimes when you've got too much information and you want to execute this and that, it becomes a bit too much. That's why with me, with the book, it's like, right, I'm just going to focus on this. Any spare time, I'm going to do that. Now it's like, right, before I start T42, I need to execute, get the ops manager, get that going before that becomes a distraction. Because I just think the next thing can become a distraction. And because the group is growing so fast, you need to protect that time to implement what's being coached and what's being done.
Yeah,
I think for me, that's what I'm still learning to do it. I fall trap into trying to do too many things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's healthy to start a few things, get them going, but then go back and execute, close the door. Boom, that's that done. And then we go to the next one.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.